Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Ein Beis, the 12th chapter. Musar Emtza'i V'Reis Achris. Musar is a means, it is not an end, it is not a goal. Seilu, seilu panu derech, harimu mechshom edech ami. One final one. Oid mechshel gadol echad aleinu leharim midech ha-musar. There's another large obstacle on our path that we have to remove from the path of Musar. Yeish ve'adam oyhev sifre Musar. Sometimes you find that a person just loves sifre Musar. Urtzeinoi la'asas ikar iskoi belimud vidi'a sifre Musar. And what he wants to do is that the majority or all of his effort will go into learning sifre Musar. Ve'lilmoid oysam bimkom ha-mishnah ha-gemara v'shohan aruch. To learn them, to learn Musar instead of Mishnah, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. He replaces the usual, the regular learning with an exclusive focus on Musar. V'ta'amo yimoy. Sometimes it happens, he has a reason. He can substantiate this path. He has an argument. Ki belimud sifrei Musar, hu margish miyad his'alus b'mitos v'yadah shamayim. This person will argue that when he learns Musar, he immediately feels an inspiration, a growth. Masha'enkin b'gmara, ha'isekes b'sugyeh shenlichora rechoy kois milalamed midoyis tovois yirah shamayim. He says, I don't feel this in Gemara. Gemara, it's shosh anagachas apara. It doesn't have any effect on me in terms of midoyis tovois or yirah shamayim. I just don't feel it. So the author, v'ne ein lecha shibush gadol mizeh. There's no greater mistake than this. Confusion. Reishis aleinu ladas. The first thing we have to know is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, ki ein bur yerei chet veloi am haoretz chasid. Person cannot become a yerei chet and a chasid when he's uneducated, when he's a bur, it doesn't have the background in learning. Vegam ben ha'olam haba, what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says about ben ha'olam haba, urak anava shegoras beoraisa tedira. Gemara that describes the Ben Olam Haba or defines Ben Olam Haba as a humble person, yes, asher goras b'oraisa tedira, who is constantly revising his learning, oraisa. Those are prerequisites. One can't just cultivate good midos through an exclusive focus on Musar without Mishnah, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, etc. Vihena baru, something should be clear. Mishe'enu mushrash. B'mishnah, b'gemara, u'v'shulchan aruch. Somebody is not rooted in Mishnah, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. I efshar sheyavin mashu melimud Musar. He will not understand the learning that he does in Musar. U'mashenidmel shemuvin. What he thinks that he understands. Zei hashitchius shebashitchius. It's in fact the most superficial possible understanding of what he's learning in Musar. V'yeida ne'emana. He should know full well. Ki limud kaze. This type of learning, on a very superficial level, leyifal boi kol pola l'tova, will not have any positive effects on him. Meidach, another point, on the other side, kol tachlisei shel limud Musar, the purpose of learning Musar is lechazkenu b'limud Torah kedosha b'chol mekzai siya, to strengthen us, davka, and to motivate us in learning Torah, uv'kiyum ha-mitzvois lemase, and fulfilling mitzvois in practice. Ein tzorich lachazol kan al ma shenizba'er bezas Hashem b'mareches haTorah. We know there's no need to revise what we spent many chapters earlier in this volume discussing in Ma'areches haTorah, in the section that dealt with Torah. We're not going to revise it. Ulechavana zoi hikdamnu isa l'mareches haMusar. It was with this purpose in mind that we put it before Ma'areches haMusar. Those essays came first in the Sefer. Leida ul hoidia, to make it perfectly clear. Ki chol tachlis avoida sinu haTorah kedusha atzma, that the purpose of avoida is the Torah. Ela shemusar gam kin chelek mimena. But Musar is part of it, ve'i efshar leTorah bli Musar. And to make it clear that it's impossible to have Torah without Musar. Aval chas v'chalila ein la'asos ha-Musar levama le'atzma. Certainly one should not turn Musar into its own end goal. Ve'ein keitz lekilkulim shadam gorim le'atzmoi ve'lo ilam. There's no end to the damage that a person causes himself and to the world. Im hu esek b'musar toch haznachas limud gapat ve'alacha. If he's involved in Musar through the neglect of learning Gemara, Pirush Rashi, Tosfos, and Halacha. Le'atzmoi, as far as himself, kvar amanu, we said above, kilo yavin me'uma b'chol sifrei Musar shelomed. He will not understand the Sifre Musar that he's learning, unless he is already proficient in learning Gemara. He won't understand. Uchva Kosav Ben Ogris and Rabbi Yisrael Misalant wrote, Knias Darkei Limud, acquiring a methodology of learning, you're talking about learning Gemara, etc. Hu HaPesach Likanez Berkei Avodas. That's the entryway, that's the doorway to enter into the ways of Avodas Hashem. That's as far as himself. Vakilkula ilam hu, and what damage does this person bring to the world in general? Shamenatek esek amusar. Somebody who detaches, divorces involvement in musar. Mayagiam ruah bishmatisa, from toil in learning. Megale panim le musar shelokalacha. He's misrepresenting musar to the world. Umrachek achirim ilumud musar. He's going to discourage others from learning musar. Boma, because they'll say, hine pleini ubal musar, there's pleini who is supposedly a baal musar, ve'ein osek bilimud gapat karoin. I don't see him learning properly Gemara and Halacha. Ve'imken musar mevili bitul tira. And therefore the conclusion is that it seems that musar brings a person to bitul tira. Chas v'chadil, ve'enecha chilul Hashem gadol mizeh. It's a terrible chilul Hashem. Hadavarim yeduim uvrurim uvorim eite bashar revi shenefesh ha'chaim. These words are well known, it's clear. One can look at the fourth shar of Nefesh ha'chaim uvmichtavim haran gris bo Yisrael and the letters of Rabbi Yisrael. For example, Yomiyan Yomashar Mechtav Yudches, letter 18. Ve'ein tzorech la'arich kan Yosef. There's no need to elaborate further over here. Hashem yishmerenu mibalei musar medumim. Hashem protect us from these people who pretend to be Baalei Musar. Adkan.